September 19th, 2014. Welcome to the Drupalize Me podcast. Drupalize Me. Well, hello there, listeners. It's another Drupalize Me podcast, and I've got some great people who have joined us. Before we get to their introductions, I will go over some news and some events, and we'll just kind of get that stuff out of the way. So let's go ahead and do that. So yeah, so for news this week in Drupalize Me land, we introduced another series, which actually the part two series for the PHP for Beginners, which is brought to you in part with our friends over there at the KNP University, along with our friends at KNP University. Next week, we have videos on Composer, dependency injection, and namespaces. So we've got a lot of good stuff coming out this week and next week. Also, we are running a pretty sweet promotion. Right now, we are giving $200. Yes, you heard me right. $200 off our yearly membership. So I would highly recommend you go to the website right now at the top. There's a link to click to get that promotion. And I mean, $200 off. I mean, who does that? Also, Drupalize Me is looking to hire a developer to join the team. Honestly, I'd have to say working for Drupalize Me is probably, I wouldn't actually use probably, is the best job in the world. I love working with the team that I work with. It's just a sweet job. We're all pretty close together, and we're always just working to bring more Drupal videos to you guys, and we're just looking for someone to help make our awesome website even more awesome. And then events, of course, the event, DrupalCon Amsterdam, September 29th through October 3rd. But as we're going to learn, those aren't really the only dates, because there's sprinting and extended sprinting that's going to be happening. So that's what we got. All right. So as we mentioned in the events, pretty much the main event is we've got DrupalCon Amsterdam coming up September 29th through October 3rd. Those are the main days of the DrupalCon. But there's other things that kind of go on maybe before, maybe after. And those things can be called sprints. Let's not get that confused with everyone is not going to get up in their running gear and they're not going to do some laps and see who can run the fastest. So what we want to do is we want to demystify what is a sprint. Lots of people want to be part of them. Lots of people want to know what they are. How can they help? What goes on at a sprint? So that's why we're having this podcast here. So I brought on some sprint experts that are going to help us learn exactly how people can get involved and pretty much what, if you've always been wondering, you know, I've attended a DrupalCon and everyone's talking about the sprints later and they want to know, well, could I get involved? Should I get involved? What does it take to be involved? So let's start this out. And before we learn exactly what sprints are, let's have our guests introduce themselves.
So hi, I'm Kathy Faze. I'm YesCT on Drupal.org. And I love attending sprints. It's one of the best things about events for me. And so I also help organize them to help make sure that they happen. I work for Black Mesh. And my job is to work on issues, attend sprints, and go to events. So I have a pretty cool job.
Cool. My name is Michael Schmid, or people also call me Schnitzel. That's my name on Drupal.org. I work at the Mesi Labs in Zurich, and I'm also a regular attendee of sprints. So I try to go to all the DrupalCons and hang out with the people, work on Drupal stuff, issues, especially in my case for D8MI, so multilingual is my Maria. And it's a lot of fun, and you should definitely join us.
Hi, my name is Emma Carianis. I'm a front-end developer, and I live in Switzerland. I'm originally from London. I've been using Drupal for 3 years. I've been sprinting since June last year at Drupal Dev Days, and I've tried to attend as many sprints as possible, because you'll find out that it's a lot of fun.
Well, very cool. I appreciate you guys coming on, especially it was kind of last minute, because we definitely have DrupalCon coming up, so I appreciate you guys joining me today and helping demystify the what a sprint actually is, because we definitely don't want it to be confused with exercise. Then again, I guess maybe if you wanted to attempt to write some code while running, you could probably try that. I don't know how well that would go off. But so our biggest thing, the first thing we want to know, and I'm going to ask and toss this out to you guys, is what is a sprint?
Okay, so a sprint to me is, it's normally a big room full of people and everyone's working towards making Drupal better, basically, in various ways. And yeah, they normally happen at big events like DrupalCon and Drupal Dev Days, and it's everyone just happy and working together. Like, yeah.
I would say it's like what people that are involved in the Drupal community normally do, just with all the people at the same room. So people are like in different initiatives. So with Drupal 8, we have these initiatives, which are like topics. We have like views, we have multilingual, we have other stuff. And because we already attend the conferences, why not using the possibility and the opportunity to sit together? Because at the sprint, you have so many people that usually are in different time zones or do never really talk about. And I think that's really great about the sprint. So we still do all the normal stuff that everybody works on issues and fixes stuff. But when you have a question or when you want to discuss something, rather than like writing a comment or going into IRC and hoping that that person is around, you just get up and walk to that person. Maybe even you meet the person at the first time in your life before you only know their new username. And I think that's what really makes a sprint about, is getting done in Drupal, but also meeting people and having fun.
Yeah, and I think the sprint word comes from the fact that what we try and do at events like this when we get together and work is work together and focus on something and try and really make progress on it quickly. So we try and be maybe a more narrow focus and have groups of people at tables kind of working on the same thing so that we can move single items forward. And then once we get those to a state we're happy with, then we can move on to something else. Whereas I think that's different than how we might normally kind of work from our work or from our homes, like all year round. We might just kind of work on whatever we happen to think is interesting. But at a sprint, we're really trying to be like, okay, like, what do we want to get done right now? Let's get those people together and let's focus on that.
So a lot of sprint rooms are like round tables. And most of the times we actually have a map outside. So if you walk there and you don't know it at all where maybe your people are, because you know you want to maybe work with documentation people, so you see on the map like which table is about documentation, and then you can walk there and sit down and meet all these people and work together. So it's mostly multiple or one big room with round tables and a lot of computers and food there and a really good atmosphere, and you can really feel there's a lot of stuff going on.
Cool. So we now know what a sprint is. And before we start getting into, and a lot of people are like, the credentials to get into a sprint. How do I join a sprint? And lots of stuff like that we're going to figure out. But before, I want to kind of go before a sprint occurs. How does a sprint actually happen? Does someone declare we're going to make sure we're going to do sprints? Is there an organization of people? I want to know exactly how a sprint happens.
Well, I think usually Gabor says, hey, I'm going to be in an event and you should come and we should work on issues while we're there. And then he calls it a sprint and then we have a sprint. but then, like, so essentially just sometimes it's just a person attending an event will say, hey, I'm coming. Who else is coming? Let's spend some time working together. It can also be, sometimes since sprints are becoming a lot more common, that, one of the organizers will say it. And a lot of camps now will have, like a specific day set aside. And I think that's really fantastic, but it just takes somebody to say, hey, I'm going to be in an event, you know, you should come to, we have a Google Doc, a lot of times. And an event to sign up. So that's kind of the more, like, it's very unofficial. If there is not an official sprint at an event, somebody can just make a Google Doc and say, hey, I'm sprinting. Anybody else who wants to sign up to sprint, put their name in here. So sometimes it's official and sometimes it's more casual.
Hey, Mal, didn't you organize a sprint in London?
Yeah, it was in Manchester. I mean, it was a Drupal camp, and they didn't have a sprint day, so I was like, hey, I'm going to come sprint. And then they're like, oh, we hadn't thought of that. You can run it. I'm like, oh, okay. So yeah, that was interesting. I was in charge of a whole room of people, and I had to order them pizza, and yeah, it was really good. It was really fun. So yeah, normally events now normally always have a sprint now. It was quite good. Just, yeah.
So usually, like, now for DrupalCon, there is the... Even though the sessions are from Tuesday to Thursday, there's a lot of stuff happening around before and after the weekends, in the weekends. And one of them is on Friday, there's the official sprint. But that's not enough. I mean, like, a lot of people that are really dedicated for working on the community, we do have a thing called extended sprints. And that's just basically stuff around the normal official sprint. So some people actually already meet on Saturday before the DrupalCon and work Saturday, Sunday, Monday on sprinting in the extended sprint. And even after the Friday, on Saturday and Sunday, there are even more people working together. So that if you hear the term extended sprint, it's not like we don't run faster or something. It's just that we extend it of the times. And most of the time, the normal sprint has a lot of people, whereas the extended sprint is between, I would say, 20 to 80 people. And like at the DrupalCon, the normal sprints can have like 400, 500, 600 people.
Yeah. What's really nice about the days before, the extended sprint days before, is they're usually people who are traveling from very far. So they add a couple extra days onto their trip. They've sprinted before. Or a few people might be sprinting for the first time. But there are no distractions then, because there's no sessions to go to. There's no other competing events going on. There's just one place. You just show up at the door, you walk in, and you can be very focused. And that's really great. Then we have DrupalCon, where we have like sessions and everything is going on. And then there's the Friday sprint. And the Friday sprint is focused a lot on getting new contributors involved. And there's a whole set of official mentors who wear a special colored shirt so you can easily identify people. And Friday is great for getting new people involved, but it kind of can take all day on Friday to figure out how the issue queues work, how contributing works, find something that you're interested in. You know, hopefully at the end of Friday, you've done something you can really be proud of. But then you're, like, ready then. Now you're ready to, like, be efficient at sprinting. So then having the Saturday and Sunday extended sprints after the Friday enables those people who might be just getting involved to now really, like, flex their muscles and be like, all right, now I'm going to really tackle something. And then they can have 2 days to focus.
So... Basically, anybody can just say, let's sprint, and it happens. It's not, it doesn't have to be backed by the DA or even a sponsor of anything. Just anyone can say, hey, let's go sprint, and tons of people just get together. That's pretty cool. That's why I love the Drupal community like that.
Yeah, small sprints are pretty easy to happen because essentially you just need space. So if you know a company in an area that has good, you know, good offices with good internet, you can contact them and say, you know, hey, do you mind if we use your office on Saturday around this Drupal camp? Let's have a sprint. And they'll probably say yes.
And maybe internet. You need internet.
You need really good internet. But if it's a big event, like at the DrupalCon, like coming up in Amsterdam, then we do specifically recruit sponsors. So in order to make the sprints happen at DrupalCon, the DA is sponsoring the whole day on Friday and is also helping us pay for space at the extended sprints. And then we have other sponsors also. We are having the extended sprints at the Berlage in Amsterdam, and they are being really super helpful. So that's a really excellent co-working space. So they're kind of like sponsoring it too. in that they're helping us make it happen. The DA is sponsoring it. Acquia, the large-scale Drupal. LSD is also helping sponsor. Open8 is sponsor, and Bluehost is also a sponsor of the Extended Sprint. And what we do with all the money that we get from all these different places is we pay for the co-working space, and then we also try as best we can to at least cover lunch for people, and we're hoping to cover like tea and coffee. Sometimes that happens, sometimes it doesn't. But the main thing is to get a space with really good internet.
Yeah, and that's really cool. So really big thanks to all the sponsors, especially like the free coffee is really cool stuff. And because maybe what we didn't say is that it's not only happening actually during the day. So Kathy, how long are the sprints open this time in Amsterdam, like from time-wise?
Yeah, so the extended sprints start at 9 a.m. and go to midnight. And typically what happens is people come and go as they need to. So like your plane might arrive at noon, and you might show up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, that's totally fine. Or if you're leaving the conference on the ones at the end, like, you might show up at 9 and have to, you know, leave to go to the airport, you know, halfway through the day. So people are always coming and going. And then this space is really cool. We're going to be able to order in. So if you want to leave for lunch, you can leave for lunch. But if you want to get something delivered, you can get it delivered. Hopefully the food is off. You can get something delivered you want, and we sponsor it. That's our goal for this event. But then also, like, around dinner time, depending upon whether you're from the U.S. or you're from Spain, you eat dinner at a different time. You just leave whenever you want to go eat dinner. And then when you're done with dinner, you come back, or you can come back. And then there's more sprinting until it's midnight, and then we start telling people that they need to make comments on issues and close their laptops. Go somewhere.
And some people actually get really sad when they have to do that. So,
yeah.
So one interesting thing is that happens during the DrupalCon, like on between Tuesday and Thursday, there is actually a coder lounge. So there is no official sprint place anymore. There's a coder lounge, which is mostly a bit smaller, but that's open 24 hours. And I can tell you, you can find people at every hour during the day and night working on stuff there. So some people work till 6 o'clock in the morning and others start at 5 again because they really want to do, they couldn't sleep because the issue is really bugging them, and they get up again and fix it. And that's really cool. So even there, you get 24 hours of sprinting.
Till midnight, yes, coffee will be liked. So besides the person that is looking to, sounds like scam a decent free meal, but who are the sprints for? Do you have to be an expert coder? Do you have to have created modules? Do you have to be partaking in core? Is there a specific person it's geared for, or just who wants to come hang out and figure things out?
I think everybody is welcome. We even do, it doesn't even involve coding. So especially like at DrupalCons, we get so much stuff done, and some of the things need to be tested. Like, I remember once we had at the Drupal Dev Days in Barcelona, we had 1 week of sprinting, and we created a completely new user interface for translation, for translating of strings. And I needed some people that test that, because We invented something completely new with three people, and we were all into it, that we completely knew how it works. But I needed some people that maybe did some translations before and want to see how it works. And there were some people that couldn't really code, but what they were able to is clicking around and telling me if it makes sense or not. So we have also stuff for people that cannot code. Or there is a document sprint team that does nothing else than documenting what the artists are doing. So you don't even need to be able to write code, but maybe you can understand code and you can write down what the code is doing. So there is definitely stuff for everybody at the sprint. And one thing I really like is on Friday we have mentors. And I guess, Emma, you've been one of them.
Yep, I was a mentor in Austin and it was amazing. I actually found out that helping other people is really, really cool. Like, yeah, like instead of sitting there coding all day trying to fix something, you can actually enable two or three people during that day to achieve something. And yes, sprints are for everybody. Like, basically the main thing that we need are to push everything along a little bit. So people's ideas, documentation, reviewing things. And it's amazing how like a newcomer will come along and be like, oh, maybe you should do it like this instead. And like top maintainers will be like, I've never thought of that. And it's just, it's crazy how when you've got so many more minds at a table sitting in front of each other that you can come up with sort of great ideas.
Yeah, and that's what mind blows me every time. Like when on Friday, when you walk up to the sprint room, most of the time, like already at the entrance, there's somebody in like a yellow or a green t-shirt, definitely like a special t-shirt color that you know, these are the people, these are the mentors. And when you walk up them, like they ask you, what would you like to do? Did you already do some coding before or sprinting? And then you tell them no, and they put you into a room and there's another person waiting for you there and asking like, what would you like to do? Or what's your experience? And then there are mentors waiting and the mentor goes with you at a table and you sit down and they explain you everything from zero. So you really have need to know no knowledge about how Drupal core is developed. There is like there are help pages, there is a Drupal ladder which helps you going from zero to the end, basically being a core committer of like helping. So they really go to step by step installing the right tools on your computer, searching an issue for you, explaining you what you have to do, doing it, then telling you what you now have to do, like writing a patch, how do you upload the patch, what are the issue statuses, what do you comment, what do you do afterwards, what is the test bot, like all these things that people that do sprinting every day or like multiple times, they know all that. So they explain you that and help you getting up to run. And as Kathy said, that takes around a day. So it takes really time. And of course, there will be bugs. There will be stuff that doesn't work on your computer. But don't worry. I mean, we all learn together. Sometimes people have the same issues and then maybe they fix the whole day, they fix one issue on their computer, but that's fine as well because then you can write it down what the issue was and the next person doesn't need to spend the whole day. And we already did something for the community. So I think if you have the expectations to go in and fix 10 things on the first day, that's probably not going to happen, but that can happen on the second day. The first day is to learn, and the second day is to actually really use what you have all learned. So we definitely encourage you to not only come on Friday, to also reserve Saturday and Sunday now at DrupalCon Amsterdam, because there is really where you can do a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I think the qualifications for showing up at a sprint, the extended sprints, the Friday sprint, or showing up in the coder lounge and just being like, hey, I want to work on stuff. The qualifications are that you are brave enough to announce that you want to help make Drupal better. Like, that's all you need to do. You need to kind of be there. So you have to make your travel arrangements, and you just have to just stand up and say, like, I'm here. I want to help. And there will be somebody, either an official mentor, or we have tons of people in the community that are like these unofficial mentors. And, you know, we're really good at bringing people along. And I think, we talked about all the different kinds of things that people can do. So you don't have to be a coder, right? Sometimes you just can be a site builder and test things out and some other things. One of the really interesting things that's become more obvious to me now that I work at Black Bash is Black Bash is filled with people whose business is related to Drupal, but they don't build Drupal websites, but they still contribute. And they don't contribute by like fixing bugs in core or contrib modules, but what they do is they work on stuff like automating the test bot or infrastructure or like all these different things. So I think, you know, one of the other things is at sprints, it's not just fixing Drupal issues. It's really getting together with other people and figuring out like what needs to be done in order to make Drupal better. And that's a much wider range of things to happen.
Exactly. And I think one of the one of the big things that I tell my people all the time is that you should really go there because you learn new stuff. You learn, like, especially now Drupal 8 is coming and everybody is a bit scared of it because we all have to learn something new. And like going to a sprint allows you to play around with it already. Like learn how it works, learn what has changed, because you will dig into the code. You will go into the heart of Drupal 8 and work there and change it. And so you will learn how it works. And that's, I think, the best way of like preparing yourself for building the first Drupal page with Drupal 8. So it's definitely worth it, and you will learn a lot, and you will also make a lot of new friends.
So let's say someone was brave enough and they decided they were going to attend and they want to attend a sprint. What should they do to prepare themselves? Is there anything they could do maybe on their computer, or is there just like a specific thing you would want to say to somebody? Make sure you do this or this before you come to the sprint.
Kathy?
So, yeah, we have, depending upon what you want to do, we have a documentation page on Drupal.org, which is drupal.org/dev-env, D-E-V-E-N-V. So if you want to, this is pretty wide-facing. Essentially, this is, talks about like all the kind of tools you can get set up on your computer ahead of time. So if you have some time at home or at work before you're going to attend a sprint and you want to kind of go through this checklist of getting these tools installed, then when you do show up at the sprint, you'll be a little bit more prepared to get down to work. But I wouldn't say that there's an expectation that you would prepare ahead of time. Because, like, let's say, for example, you want to be able to test out a patch on an issue locally on your machine. And when you go through these instructions or some other instructions you find on the internet, like, you get stuck and you get all frustrated. Like, at that point, you just need to kind of stop getting your local environment to work and wait until you get to a sprint. And then at the sprint, you'll get help with whatever you're stuck on. So we do have some things that you can get configured ahead of time, and this dev env page is a pretty good starting point of tools to install. And if you get everything installed and everything goes great and you want to extra prepare, you could show up for the core mentoring office hours, which are on IRC twice a week in Pound Drupal. And you could show up and you can say, hey, you know, I'm going to go to a sprint next week and I thought I'd get a head start and figure out, you know, how to contribute a little bit now. So there are some things that you can do to prepare, but whatever it is that's blocking you from contributing in whatever way you want, like, don't freak out about it and be like, oh my God, I'm not ready to sprint. You're ready wherever you are. You just have to kind of show up and explain where you're stuck. And then there'll be somebody there that'll help you over that and get you past it so that you can be doing the things you want to do.
Cool. So there's some stuff I could do, but if I can't prepare or if I it scares me or I don't know what I'm doing, I can still just show up and I'm going to be guided. Like Jedi Masters are going to come in and everything's going to be okay and give hugs.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and I think that's also one of the big things is that you're really encouraged to ask. Like, it is a community, and we only succeed if everybody helps each other. And that's what really happens as a sprint as well. And that's why I say, like, go to a sprint, because there you can ask people. So if you're stuck and you don't know further, like, ask somebody. Ask the person next to you. Ask the person somewhere else. If they don't have time or if they can't help you, they will tell you. But most of the time, people will at least sit with you together and look at it. Or maybe they will spend the whole day with you, what I've done, and we fix some issue. But that's what it is about. So really, don't be scared and, like, ask people. And yeah, they're, like, especially, like, in the mentor rooms with, like, all the colored people, colored shirt people. So ask them. They know most of them. They already fixed a lot of issues. So there's definitely help.
Okay, now there's a funny thing. We're obviously talking with questions that I'm reading and stuff, but I have a question on here that says, what happens at a sprint? And the funny part is we've discussed a ton of that, what is going on at a sprint. So I just want to kind of try to recap, and you guys can tell me how close I am, how far off I am. It basically just sounds like a lot of people get together in a room with a lot of round tables, and everyone is there to not only help each other, make new friends, see old friends, but everyone's also there for the same reason. That's just to make Drupal better. How does that sound?
Perfect.
Sounds good.
Good. Sweet. Good. So at least this podcast had a good way around it. We figured it out. I think we've got what we need when it comes to that. So now I kind of want to maybe go on a personal level, and I want to maybe hear about your first experience at a sprint, maybe a personal story that you guys have. Maybe what did you do there? Was it a failure? Was it successful? Maybe each one of you can maybe tell me your first sprint story or just a decent story in general, something that you thought was really cool that happened at a sprint you attended.
Okay, so my first sprint was traumatic. It's funny now, but it was at Dev Days, so it wasn't at DrupalCon, so I didn't have the mentoring the Friday where I got told how to set up my laptop and what to do. I decided at Dev Days that was going to be my first go at it. So first, I was very scared to go in the room because it was very quiet and there was lots of people. And then I didn't have my laptop set up and I was terrified. So I found a few familiar people and I was just sat there for a while and then was like, okay, I need help. And then they all passed my laptop around each other and I think it took about 4 or 5 hours to get set up. And then I had an issue, which was really simple. And once I got going with that and everybody was helping me and I was making so much noise and I got it done and I also got committed that day. So it turned out to be a great day, but yeah, it's not supposed to, you're not supposed to walk in and it's not supposed to be all sunshine and rainbow straight away. You can feel defeated, but you just got to keep at it and every little tiny little bit of help helps at the end of the day. So that was my first experience.
It sounds pretty typical.
Yeah. It is.
It couldn't have been all that bad now that you're still sprinting and, you know, doing your own sprints and spearheading those at camps and all that. So it definitely seems like it made an impression on you.
Yeah.
I actually don't remember my first time. Let's say, is that bad? But I really remember one thing was at Drupal Dev Days in Barcelona, which is like 3 or 4 years ago, where I was the whole week. And Dev Days have a long tradition of having really long extended sprints. So we already started like a weekend before, and the con or the camp didn't start till Friday, I guess. So we had a lot of time. And I was with Gabor, so we're working on the multilingual stuff, and he gave me a task that already had some people working on, and he told me, like, it would be really great if you can finish that. So I was starting on it, and I was working on it, and it was actually the one that I talked before with the UI, so I did some UI changes, and then I gave it back, and I had, like, people reviewing it, and I was working on, like, every day, and like I had testing it, and then like we left everybody at the evening, and I gave like the last patch to testbot, and he tested it, and like during lunch you realize it works, and then on the next day like Webchick showed up, and Gabor told her like, hey, go with Schnitzel, like he has a really cool patch. So I showed it to Webchick, and she kind of liked it. We did some changes, then we discussed them with Gabor, and then we got it committed. And it was like a thing that was like in there for multiple months because it never got finished, because nobody really had time to work on it like 4 days straight. And I think that was like my mind-blown event, like why you should go to a sprint, because you get so much more done. And when you can fully focus on it, and when you have people around you that work, and like you can actually, I was allowed to press the button to commit it, and that's definitely that's like one of the best. And you hated yourself because you made like crazy mistakes in the beginning, but at the end it got committed and it was in Drupal 8. So that's like my personal really story.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Story I may have not told before.
There's so many.
I should have taken notes. Schnitzel was talking and then I forgot it. I think my first sprint experience was also not being able to set up my laptop. I couldn't get dressed to work. I found other people in the room who also couldn't get dressed to work, and we got together and we got everybody's dressed to work except for mine. And then I knew that there was like this thing, like there were more sprints after the official one. There were like these extended things. And I found some people in a hotel lobby who were sprinting, and it was Gabor and the multilingual people. And he said, hey, you know, come here, work with us. And paired me up with somebody else. And I think that's the like really super thing about a sprint is working with other people. And it speeds up the whole review process. It can be really frustrating when you work on an issue and you submit something and it doesn't get reviewed for months. And then you have to update it. And then you submit it for review again. And you might get some feedback, but then you don't get back to address the feedback for like a while. And in a sprint, like so many of those like waiting for feedback frustrations are eliminated because you have a room full of people who you can just say, look, like I need this reviewed. And somebody will say, yes, I will review it now. And things become very efficient. And so we're becoming very good at focusing so that we take things to the finish line. It's the same amount of work if we worked on 1,000 things and we only got them a little bit done as if we work on 100 things, but we get them all the way done. And it ends up being like less work and more efficient when we focus. So that's probably my favorite thing about sprinting these days, is really making sure that people are submitting like a comment or a screenshot or a patch or updating some information, whatever they do, that they do it and then they find somebody else to look at what they've done. That's the best thing about sprints, I think.
Nice. I like that. All right. Well, before we wrap this up, I have one last question that I'd like to see if you could all answer, and that would be to give your best advice for a first time. So the person that's never been sprinting before, so your best advice for a first time person attending a sprint.
My best advice is maybe, you know, you're not coming to Amsterdam or you can't change your travel plans for Amsterdam, is to find the next event where you haven't made your train tickets or your airplane tickets yet and make it for an extra day or two extra days. And that will totally pay off. So my best advice is first time sprinters, don't leave the event. Hey.
Yes, that's actually also my advice. If you go to Amsterdam and you plan to do sightseeing on Saturday and Sunday, change your plans. Sit with us in a room, have fun, get free lunch. I mean, who gets free lunch and free coffee a whole weekend long, and sprint with us and book another time to go to Amsterdam to do sightseeing. But if you're there on Saturday, Sunday, come on a Friday, get mentored, learn how stuff works, and join us on Saturday and Sunday and have fun and go and visit Amsterdam another time.
Okay, my advice is, when you get to the sprint, make sure you find the exact people who are working on what you want to work on and sit with them and then ask them things, bother them all day. You'll probably be paired up with someone or be pretty close to someone by the end of the day because they'll be helping you. And yeah, I think we discussed it before. It's like, don't feel defeated too quickly. It'll be hard. The first day is the hardest. The second day gets a bit better. The third day will get a bit better than that. But yeah, we're all around you and it's very addictive and you'll be coming to sprints again and again after this, after your first one. Forever.
It's an addiction.
It is.
It's a drug.
You know what it is? It's like super enriching and motivating and empowering. Like it makes you more efficient when you leave the event then. You learn so much. You sit next to somebody and you see how they work and you see their work patterns, or they give you some advice about how to do whatever you were doing like more efficiently. They can see how you're struggling and they can give you advice. And then you can apply that to projects that you're doing that aren't even contributing. And it's just, you get so much out of it. You get training, you get connections, and it applies to more than when you go back home than just working on issues in core. I think it applies much wider than that. And it's like the same for the sponsors of camps. So whether or not sponsors of camps realize it, or specific sponsors of sprints at camps and cons realize it, like, they're making this maybe big or maybe small investment, a little bit of money, but what they're really doing is enabling, you know, maybe 30 people or 600 people to spend all day fixing Drupal. It's like, it's the best, like, return on investment ever, I think, and both from, like, a sponsoring perspective and also an attending perspective.
Very cool. And the sad part is all this makes me weep a little bit knowing that I am not going to be able to attend Amsterdam this year, but I'm assuming all of you are, and I'm going to tell everybody on this podcast, if they are thinking of sprinting and they listen to this, to find you guys and come chat with you.
Yeah,
of course.
Just to find an event near, you know, closer by. That's not like all the way across the world. So there's this really cool feed of events that's called Drupal. It's like tropical, but it's Drupal. And it takes the event feed from groups.drupal.org. So anytime somebody makes an official event on groups.drupal.org, it goes in this feed. And then the Drupal people make this great user interface to be able to map out the events and see when they are in the calendar and filter them down by what kind they are. So if you can't make it to Amsterdam, go to Drupal and find an event that is closer to you or that fits into your schedule and go to that. There's Bogota is coming up in February. LA, there will be tons of other events coming up. There's, in the U.S., there's going to be Bad Camp is this fall. Mid Camp is going to be in March. I mean, any month where you can eke out a little time away from work, you'll find something to go to.
So you've heard it, everyone. You've got no excuse. So get to the nearest sprint as soon as you can. So, well, I'm going to wrap this up, and I appreciate the three of you for joining me today and demystifying what exactly is a sprint. Everyone, I'm sure you can't go to a DrupalCon without hearing people are sprinting. And I mean, I'm sure a lot of people know what it is, but not everyone knows what happens at one and how they occur and all that. So it's good to have a podcast like this just to let everyone know what is going on when it comes to sprinting. So once again, I appreciate your time, and to everybody else out there, just keep on Drupaling.